squeaking and creaking when he came in. Good afternoon. Just a spot of information. Perp row, somebody. Whew, out of breath on this hill. Bungalow, St. Peter's Road.
Yes, 41.
Ah, thank you. Can you give me the particulars, please?
Definitely.
Yeah. 41, yeah. It's the one right bang on the main road.
Yeah.
And anything else? Up to about 45. From about 35 to 45. 35 the snatchback or the repossession type thing, I suppose. That's one of my daughters.
What's it sort of area?
Oh, preferably Johnston. It really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter, to be honest with you.
How many bedrooms?
In saying that, hang on. No, in saying that.
Do you want a bungalow?
It isn't, well, yes. Not necessarily, no. No, house would do. Milford, Johnston, Harford. Not way out, you know.
That's quite nice. How many bedrooms?
Preferably three, but two if you get by with.
There's a new development in Johnston, that one.
Oh, that one. Oh, yes, I know. We know that. So, yes, some time ago. Well, we were looking. Yeah. Hmm. Okay, yes, okay. I thought it was not. Yes, yes.
You want the details anyway?
Yes, please, yes, just in case. One never knows.
One never knows.
Thank you. I thought it would be so. Well, that's the asking for something there.
How many beds did you say?
Preferably three, but not essentially. Two. One, if it's a two bedroom, then room for a caravan outside. Or the spare bedroom business, you know, the usual thing. Not as young as you
could be.
Where is it?
I think Lower Thornton. I suppose it's going to be reduced now.
Where the hell is that?
Lower Thornton. As you approach, you know the Horse and Jockey?
Yes, they do, yes.
You turn right.
Yeah. Which way are we approaching it? From this end?
From this end, yeah.
Yeah, go on. You turn right from there.
You turn right and you go down and you'll see a sign for Lower Thornton.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Down there.
That's
actually been reduced to 44 pounds.
I see, yes, yeah. Please, yes, thank you.
Excuse me, please. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. It's not much of me, but I always get in the way.
There you go.
Thank you, right, okay. No, my wife and I have been here, living here for just over 12 months now, so we don't really know. Not frightfully well,
yeah,
no.
Where are you from?
Manchester. Been at Chorlton or Chorlton Cum Hardy, if you want the floor glory. You can't tell me you were, too.
Where am I? No, I used to live in
Stockport. Stockport. Norris, on Mersey, or have you? Yeah. Norris, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you indeed? Washway Road or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know.
You actually moved down in October.
Did you really? Good gracious. And of the two places?
Hmm?
Of the two places, where would you soon be?
Yeah.
Should have come here.
I think you need to really have been somewhere else before.
Yes, I accept
to
that.
Realize,
yes,
you're
absolutely right there. You really are. Yes. Yes. How many things in the credit column? Precisely. Well, our milkman, to be honest with you, has got to the stage where he wouldn't collect milk at night. He collect the cash at night. Nope. Immensely.
Yeah, Chorlton can be. Chorlton's on the border of.
Stratford?
Yeah, Wally
Range. Stratford, Wally Range.
Wally Range, that's a bit.
I can remember Wally Range 60 years ago, and it was a very, very different place. But you and me, it really was.
Yeah, that's what I'd say now.
Moss Side wasn't too bad 60 years ago, but now, good gracious.
Oh, you would have barely been car park.
Oh, no. Well, my wife and I went around Moss Side the day after the riots there. Do you remember the riots? Perhaps you don't. In the coloured area. The smacking shops and burning cars.
Oh,
you could feel the atmosphere when you sat in the car.
Well, it was that bad that we went, when I bought my house in Manchester, we went around Wally Range to get that good place that sold second hand or damaged
Range Warehouse,
that one, yeah. Mm. Very good.
Very good value for money, yes.
Thing is that, you know, we got lost, we were asking directions. People,
as
you stop in the car, we're running away from you.
Yes.
I mean, it's so funny.
Yes.
It was a sunny day.
Yeah,
and
yet.
And yet, you know, it was a sunny day. Nick had his sunglasses on, he must have been a bit cold. And if I'm joking, we just stopped, and one woman, sorry, that ran away from us.
Yes, I can believe it.
Yeah. Away.
Yep, yep. Well, it's comical, really. There's a friend of my wife and I, she's, what age is she now? Oh, well, at the time, she was in her very late 30s, school teacher, and she bought a house in Molly Range. And I didn't know about it. I didn't even know she was looking for one there. So we saw her one day. She said, oh, I've got the keys, by the way. I said, no, but the keys are away, you know. Oh, I've got a house in Molly Range. I said, oh, whereabouts? One side of the road were three brothels, and on the other side there were four. She was a school teacher. She had no idea, very innocent, very church, you know. Oh, yes, father was a parson. She left there about 6 months, that was all.
It's weird, really. It's like a good area and a bad area.
Always very patchy, but it's interesting. One of the ranges, if you draw a line down the centre, Pakistan is on that side, Jamaicans on that side. Seriously.
So, what made you want to move down here?
Well, we wanted to move for 25 years, possibly. But you know, there's family ties and kids growing up, and then they grow up and have families on their own. Then you get tied to the grandchildren and what have you. I've been pushing for a long time, but down here, well, I have a brother-in-law living in Stainton. He's lived there. He retired there somewhat, 15 years ago, more now. He's been pressing me to come down here for a long time. Well, I used to bring my wife, drive down, drop her off at Red's, at the brother-in-law's, cup of tea, turn the car around and go back. I couldn't stand the work at the time. Ex-Manchester Liners, board of directors, very, very poor of himself. He's been used to having Shahs and Minions running around. Took him a while. Now he's a very nice chap.
It took him a while to calm down.
It took him a while to calm down, but he's a very nice fellow now. Very nice chap. And we had searched over North Wales, first of all, but no, thank you. Extension, really, in Manchester, in the way. North Wales. Mm. Then we got a letter from... Ah, my daughter was... One of my daughters. One of my many daughters. Married to a Coast Guard in Norway. She spotted the house in the paper, sent it up. I said, oh, come on, we might as well go down and have a look. And we went down, liked it, and that was it.
Mm. Been down here ever since.
And regretted that we hadn't come before.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
seriously.
At least you're here, though.
Yes.
Right, okay. Well,
right, thank you very much, Mother.
If you fancy being in any of them, just give
me. Oh, indeed, yes, don't worry. Well, I'll confirm it with my daughter first of all, naturally. Because mm-hmm. I hate wasting. I remember when we were selling ours. The time wasters, the people with no intention of buying.
There's actually one magic cottage that's
quite nice. A magic cottage? Did I hear right? M-A-G-I-C, magic.
Magic.
Oh, gracious.
It's called. there you go. Again, it's 54,
so
you never know.
Well, you never know, yes, exactly, yeah. Oh, we got a pretty picture for it. Oh, it's just come in, promise. Yeah. Not recently, come in. Reminds me, when we bought a house, thank you, Christina. We had the original, full blow-up from estate agents. And we sent it to Russell, well, one of my other sons in Australia there, and he was thrilled a bit. I said, but now you're doing very well with your photography. I said, well, come on, it wasn't quite mine. Just too late, I see. Never mind, I'll come.
Oh, well, never mind, you'll come back later.
I'll come back later. Thank you very much for your time,
though.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Forgive me smiling, but does everybody do that, fall over the step there? I thought I
heard
that.
It was me. Not much of me, but most did. What, if anything, have you? These are perforated cards, I'm making them up my door. Anything from about 35 to 45. Mm. Two bedrooms, no? Round, Harford, Johnson, Milton.
Yeah,
I've got that. Have you? There you go. I never realised it's first time.
Right.
dig you out a load.
Give me out a load, yes. And we can browse and then, yes.
There's quite a lot actually in that fresh water.
Are there really?
Yeah,
oh, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yeah. Thank you. Very well oiled runners on those
yes.
drawers. Yeah, a bit
they
too much for
really.
Yeah,
I
think it's your interesting thing.
That middle drawer over there keeps coming out all the time.
Mine of his own job, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Funny, I've just been saying that. I've just been reading a book, allegedly written by Uri Geller, you know. The, and he claims to be able to move things and do the poltergeist stunt, you know.
Yeah.
Claims to be.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
They reckon if you concentrate with him, you can do something.
Indeed, yes. He claims that's been done. Exactly, that's right, yes. Some people can, yeah. Well, yeah. In his last chapter in the book, he claims he did a beam-me-up Scotty business. And
yeah,
exactly, yes. That I found a little bit hard to believe. One minute he was, shall we say, in Harford, next minute, woof, he'd shot the Johnson through somebody's window. Oh. Yes, exactly. That is pushing it. Think, she says. Think. I don't know Johnson. Johnson. I don't know. Well, how often I only
imagine
a matter of.
Direction to Johnson.
Well, possibly. I don't know. She might. She might well do. You'll give me a goodly little pile here, lots, right?
That's quite a few.
Yep. A niece of mine living in Staten tells me that it's picking up slightly the property market. Would you agree with that, or I find that hard to believe?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Not really, no.
No.
People are holding off now. The election.
And exactly, yes, yes, quite,
so
yes.
People
put yeah,
yeah. There was some property moving, but nothing exciting really.
Do you want to ditch me and grab the phone? That's all right.
I'll give you those.
Fine, thank you. Yes. Oh, good gracious. Yes. A goodly pile, quite a wide range.
Would she be willing to do work in it?
Oh, indeed, yes. 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 Oh, why? You've got an awful lot of trouble for me, huh?
That's all right. No problem at all. There you go. I think that's about everything I've got in that version.
Fine, thank you very much indeed.
Basically all of them are, you know, modernised. That one needs
yep.
a new kitchen and needs tidying up, but you'll see the
front. And the stuff ripping off the front, so I hate those things personally, but still, there we are. Much further. Exactly.
I agree with you.
There we are. Thank you. And yet, I suspect they must have paid a lot of money to have that done, too.
Mm.
Well, yeah. Mugs wanted and found in that case, yeah. At this stage, I don't think so, to be honest with you, because... Well, exactly, yes, I'll give you a ring. I could give you a ring for that matter. Expensive business for her phoning from Manchester, so soon tops up. Yes. Yeah, there's a little pointless now. No, no. She's thought of something else.
I have some ideas.
Oh. Well, enough to keep you going for the week there, isn't it? Forgive me for saying so, but the lighting in here is appalling. Don't you get headaches? Don't you get headaches?
Yeah, not again.
Yeah, I thought you would. Terrible light. Mm. Doesn't help with the dark ceiling. That soaks it up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, they're going to be expanding it next door.
When the property market picks up.
Well, we're going to do it anyway, because we just have gone through.
Oh, I see.
I mean, that's
yeah.
Only a third of the properties that we've got on the market,
really. Really? Is it really? Interesting.
Yeah,
No, sorry, go on. Yeah.
Give you a form.
Fine, thank you. Yep, I can post it to her. Give her a tinkle and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just cut that bit off and fill that
in. Fine, thank you. Well, yes, exactly. Thank you, because my wife writes to practically every week, and she can bring this in.
I mean, the letter doesn't include
the book, so that's for updating the name. Well, yes, yes, quite, yes, yeah. Thank you, ma'am. Fine, yes, indeed, thank you. Uh-huh, yes, it is. Right. Back to your, whatever you're getting back to, I don't know. Pretending to be busy?
Yeah.
Or are you busy?
Enjoying the lines.
Enjoying, oh well.
Knocking up boundaries.
Oh well, it's getting more and more important as it goes. I'll try not to fall down the steps when I go. Thank you, my love. Bye bye. Of money.
It's the bill, it's the bill, Bill.
Ah.
I want to change another £10 because we're not getting 2 fivers.
Yes.
Yeah, so I thought, well, I'll change that when I go into.
Oh, have you been to Boots, by the way?
Oh, Lord, no. I don't do that, Jenny.
You sure? The time should be, I think. 36. Expires at 16:36. Dad, it's only 15:35 now, so. Oh, it's just 2 hours you get for the year. That's right. It's not an hour and a half. It's 2 hours you get, isn't it?
Yeah.
You could be right. Yes, it is right, in fact.
So,
yeah, we're okay. If you want to, we can. Hang on. I can run the car around the side of the car park.
Yeah.
So it's less to walk. And walk from there.
Well, that's a good idea.
Why not?
I thought we were going to.
Where? Somewhere else, I know, on Park Street. Wait. Where is that? Hang on. will I go in there? Well, you want to go to this other car park for route turning.
Yeah. We've got how long? 3:30.
Oh, you're all right.
We've got another hour.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Well,
how did you go? Much nearer than this, mate.
No. Are you staying here?
Oh, yes, I'm not sure. I'm putting boots.
Then I'll go to the wallpaper shop.
Yes, High Street, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, well, no need to lock up.
No need to lock up. Matter of interest, I couldn't help but notice your book,
Yes.
V-Reg. Do you find most of the old cars, more old cars than newer cars?
Oh, don't pay.
Yeah. Just out of interest. Go out of interest.
Really, I think we find out the newer cars, the big cars don't pay, you know what
Oh,
mean?
that figures,
you
yes.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like a BMW
yes,
or,
exactly.
or a Jag.
It's below me, oh.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah exactly, yeah. Well, I know, yeah. But it must be just coincidence, I noticed the...
What we really hit hard is this one here now, we haven't got a ticket on.
I see, so yes. At all?
Yeah. There's two of us going round, but we've got different ideas. I don't know, if they've paid, it's fair enough.
And a little bit over, yeah.
This one, I haven't got a ticket.
At all?
The way I look at it, if he's not long, she's not too long. What I do, normally, we give a half an hour.
Well, that's very good.
What I do, I give an hour.
Do you really?
Or I turn away and say, well, fair enough, he's paid.
Yes.
But what I don't like, I say, this one pays,
yes.
And you've got a brand new car who hasn't paid.
Exactly, yes, you know, yes. They could well afford to. And
if you can afford a new car, you can afford 20p
yes.
or 10p or
yes,
it is.
Yes, exactly,
you know.
Yes.
Or the person will come back now, I'll cancel it.
Oh, I see. Will you really?
Know? Oh, yes.
Well, that's very
good. As long as they're tidy and they're not bad-mannered about it.
Yes, quite, yeah.
And of course they go in, that's fair enough, but they come back and say, look, I've gone and get cheap. Fair enough, as long as they come back and they put a ticket on. But when I'm gone, it's too late. You know?
Oh, indeed, yes. Oh, yes, of course.
But if they come back and they're tired,
It must be a fairly boring job, though.
It is. Yes. But not really. We've got one, and we've got a big multi-story car.
Oh, I know the multi-story, yes.
That takes ages to walk around, and then we go to the top, the one behind the High Street Bank.
Oh, there.
Castle Lake.
Do you really?
We go to Scotch Wells.
Oh, I see. Oh, well.
We've got a station. Yes. We've got loads to go around,
Ah. I assumed it was just here and...
Oh, no.
I see, yeah.
Say, I think I'm here now and I'll go over here, and then the other bloke may come round later again. We just go round circles. Then we go back to the office in for an hour with people who also come in and say, why you booked me on this then? If they come back to their car and they're tidy enough, they don't
chat. That's reasonable, yeah.
Swearing.
Yes, quite, yeah.
Well, we told you just walk away, it's not worth arguing.
No!
You know,
no.
If they come back and they say, I'm sorry, I'm going to get changed. Like that fella there now,
he was worried.
Then I
booked
him over there. He came back and he bought a ticket. That's fair enough. But this one, I was going to have a ticket on. So, if you
were
to come back
while
I'm here.
And give a reasonable explanation, I'll be pleasant about it at least.
Well, that's
yeah.
right, yeah, so you're going to do it. Some of them and they say, this one.
I think you get more than a parking ticket looking at it for MOT wise if it gets pulled.
That'll cost
them £10, isn't it? Yes, exactly, Right. Can I borrow your writing device, please? Thank you. Right. Thank you.
Oh,
I see what you mean, yes.
Interesting.
I'll do a bit of tissue touching. I think they'll have to wash the coat this afternoon then. Big success, yeah. I'll enter the pockets and then.
Decisions.
Yes, roughing it. Any time I get a chance to talk at the moment, isn't it?
Yes. Then with Lilla never way.
Well, that's true, yes. Yeah. You can get 24 hours continuously with Lilla, couldn't you?
Oh,
that's true.
She's lovely.
Oh, well, that's inherited yourself.
Have
you seen her? What is this? It smells like burning wool or mattresses,
well,
blankets,
and
carpet.
We've not got anything burning.
No. I've not had the blow lamp going this morning at all. It's probably come in with the door being on. May even be the scoring now. Burning some rubbish in the little incinerator thing we've got there. It's quite a relic pong, isn't it?
It does.
Many different types of smoke. Different pong. Wood smoke when you're camping.
Oh, it's nice.
It's exactly, yeah, yeah.
Well, when we used to take the pressure cooker on, we went out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it was worthwhile, wasn't it?
Make a blend. Everybody else was eating sandwiches.
That's real. Right, we were taking it, yeah.
Nice.
Really good.
I don't use that now, do I?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't get rid of it, because just in case it's...
We're going camping again. Well, that's not very likely.
I don't think so.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
Know.
I do.
I don't mean camping. I mean,
no,
you know, it's
no,
handy. Yeah. I made jam in it.
Yes, amazing recollection of that.
That was quite nice.
Really.
So
yes,
was,
yes.
It cut the cooking time down.
Seems an awful long time ago in some ways.
It
camping.
Is.
Yet otherwise it doesn't, you know. The difference in something can seem a long time ago, so it's relatively recent.
Yes, I wonder what.
It doesn't really seem all that long. It's all the lads in shorts, you know.
It doesn't.
Maybe they are 39.
That's
good,
say it that right.
No, seriously.
Let's
I mean,
look forward
and look
back.
Oh, wait.
It's a pity that this house is
Which one did you heat, by the way?
Oh, only the ones I knew she wouldn't have. Economy 7.
Oh my god, yeah. Well,
terrace.
Hang on, no. You didn't put a definite no on Economy 7, did you?
Well, there were terraces.
Oh, fair enough. No, I'm talking about Economy 7,
well,
because you heat any more on that basis.
Yes, she did. She wants gas cooking.
She prefers, but far prefers gas cooking, I know, but...
I think you'll find she won't even contemplate cooking by electricity. I doubt that very much. What's this one? They look like barrets. It's an end terrace.
Yeah. That's perfect, all right. Go on. You were saying?
This one?
Mm-hmm.
It looks very small. It's an end terrace.
You
wouldn't rule out an end terrace.
Oh, is that the one, the barrack type place?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, that looks like a barrack.
Yes, exactly. Yes, the same estate, isn't it?
It is,
yeah. Same address, same area.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The
well, there's quite a difference in price, if you know.
42 for this.
And 30 something for that. 37, I think it is for that.
Yes, it is, but I think this is the one. This is.
I don't like either of them, to be honest with you, not too well.
Oh, I don't dislike them, but it's
well,
not.
Well, if you weigh that other one up, then, the end one.
Yeah. This one?
Yeah, there wouldn't be room for the caravan to start with.
I thought there would.
No, I don't think so, no.
I think you found
yeah.
the ward.
No, I don't think there would.
It looks like it to me.
Full stop. That'd be it. No room for garage, no parking cars. From what I can see of it.
entrance door, which happens to be the entrance port.
It's appointment must remember, by the way.
What?
Well, some estates, not many of course, but some estates have got a no-go area for caravans parked, don't they? I don't think they're likely to meet it here, to be honest. Well, yes, you do get it.
Oh, well, there's a caravan parked round the corner.
Well, I'm just saying that we're not likely to get it here.
No.
But, it would be a damn sight safer down here, wouldn't it? It wouldn't get vandalised, broken into, scratched and bashed or whatever.
Grounds, here we are.
Tell it, the...
Lawn, just a moment. Property stands within established principles.
Yeah, I've read it,
Privacy from the roadway, which is what she would like.
Depends what you mean by privacy, of course. Privacy or privacy, you seem to say these days, don't you, sometimes?
Yeah, I say privacy.
Right, well, I'll say it, I'll say it, I carry on saying it, blow it, right or wrong. Same with controversy, controversy.
Controversy.
I know, I'm still looking at controversy. I'm beginning to walk money. Still look controversy, though.
Yeah,
controversy, God, you've got me at it. You see?
Yeah.
How easily it can change, good gracious me.
I thought.
You're still here, did you notice this morning on the box, the weather girl?
No, I didn't.
She was a controversy, and... our friend, what's his name? Mike, is it?
Yes, Mike.
Yes, he did the accidental, I'm sure, controversy.
Oh.
And she repeated
it. It's easiest to say for some reason, rather.
Well, it is for us because we've always been saying it. I don't see the reason why it should be easier.
Mm.
Controversy, controversy, it's just accent on me. I've fed it with a plaster of my nose and.
I'm fed up with this stage altogether.
Sure,
we definitely get it cleaned and we can start the actual decorating bit.
Well, because it is dig, it's the first principle, prepare your surfaces, isn't it?
I
which
know
we're
that.
Doing. No. We'll finish the burning off in there. So that's one pong gone. Very largely gone, it still lingers on a bit. There's not an awful lot more filling to do, but there is a bit, of course.
Not plaster. There's no more plastering, is there?
I was going to say, I hope not. No, there's no more plastering, no. No. Just filling the imperfections, the joints, and woodwork and stuff like that. But that rug, it's a pity about that rug, but I'm leaving a damn thing out.
Oh, yes.
Fancy putting boss white.
You know what they say, never trouble, trouble.
Oh, I don't know. If it works, leave it alone.
I'll say.
Unbalanced, it's best left on and took us.
Well, it is really, if we can get
away with it. Yes. I'd far sooner take it off and do a proper job, though.
Well, it's easier, isn't it, really? But on the other hand, you might have problems with it leaking if you take it off anyway.
Well, that's a yes, exactly, yes. I take it, money's to undo it, then I've got to scrape out all that horrible boss white. It goes rock hard, that stuff, over the years, you know. Boss white.
I wonder whether it was leaking in when they put it in the first
You mean that's why they use boss white? Possibly, yeah.
Well, let's not ask for trouble, there's enough to do without having
it. Not quite, yeah. I've been noticed that by and large, not all the time, of course, but I should say a good 80% of the time, the birds face that way.
I never noticed it.
See that pigeon is now?
Oh, yeah.
The tree, yeah. Not always, but by far the majority of the time.
I can picture them sometimes with those trees.
Oh, God,
I've never seen so many birch in one tree.
But it's in basically west, aren't they?
That's true.
You don't often get one pigeon though, do you? Here, at least. There's usually at least two of them.
We usually have two together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's getting my wig up the door. I was bunged up before I started this. I can't get really bunged up now.
I wonder who chopped and vandalised all those daffodils round the corner, the bondsman.
Well, and the fact that it was just her garden, as far as I can make out, it was simply her garden, would suggest that
it's fallen on some kids or something like that, or somebody, and yeah. Mm. I mean, why pick one and go on?
Well, yes, but cabbages. Aren't they taking cabbages?
I don't think they'd actually take them.
Well, what did they do to them? I've just
slashed them about, yes. Cut them all.
Peculiar thing to do.
Oh, according to Josie, I really don't know. Now, all the cabbages might consist of one or two for the business, you know.
Oh, that's a shame. Spend waiting for the blue.
That's Yvonne's mother, isn't it? Yeah.
That's right.
Didn't Yvonne say she can be an awkward old
devil?
Oh, I don't know. So, she, yes, she probably spawned off some kid, isn't
it? You can't be sure.
Oh, no. There'd been a trail of destruction down the road, so there's a fair enough.
I couldn't go and vandalise something. I mean, things like flowers.
Mm.
They're so nice.
Well, we think so. Obviously, Yvonne's mother thinks so. But everybody
a lot of
so.
People like, and most people like flowers, don't they? Whether
yes.
you grow them or not, it's a different
thing. Yeah, true, true. They're not exactly an ugly thing.
Like them.
Yeah.
I couldn't go and vandalise something that was nice.
No. No.
There's some peculiar minds people have, don't they?
Well, it's very small there, really, isn't it, compared to some of the dodges they get up to.
Just really. Have you decided whereabouts you're going to put that light at the front?
Light at the front. Oh, well, no, the, well, at the front, other than that, over the door area somewhere, I don't know exactly. I might stick it on the flying lead and wander around with it for a bit and see what's best. I've got a rough idea where it'll go anyway. There's that, and of course, there's cable run to it. Providing it with power. I'll probably run it from the garage to skip the tower. Might be the easiest source.
On the corner would be perhaps a good idea, do you think? Between the garage and the house.
Do you mean the return, come from the front of the house going towards the garage, that little bit there? There's 2 feet or something
no,
like that.
No, I thought you were going to put it facing the front.
Oh, I am, yes. Well, what do you mean then, the corner?
On the front of the house at the corner.
Yes, on the corner. I mean literally on the corner, the apex of the two. Well, I'd have to make something to mount it on to go right
well,
on the corner.
That, but well, wherever you put it, you're going to have to make
no,
something
no,
to mount it
no,
on.
No, no.
Why?
It'd have screwed directly. Onto a flat surface, brickwork. Yeah, seriously, yeah. Vandal.
How high?
Vandal proof.
How high is the hole at the back?
Well, so you've got to get up a ladder to get at it.
Yeah.
An ordinary stepladder, I mean, not a.
Think about the number.
I'd thought, roughly speaking, in that area, yes, but.
Yeah, just walk somewhere.
Well, that would illuminate the. See, if I put it fairly close to the actual corner at the front the side going down towards the garage, close to that corner, it's still mounting on the front face, but then the percentage of light will go around the corner. Well, I've got
what's
the light has got round
what
corners.
What about on the garage?
No.
No.
No, that would throw the front door into shadow, wouldn't it?
Well, you put the number then, because you're more or less on the corner there anyway.
I was going to say, that would be. The one would have two, while the garage one would have. Oh, that works, because I can get a decent cable run, I think, to the garage, for the feed, you know. So that's the easiest bigger part of the garage, to the final circuit, yeah.
That's that, then.
That is that, then, yeah. It will be helpful, though, the light there.
Oh, yes.
Because at night you get a percentage, a degree of lighting, you say, from not street lighting, but not an awful lot.
No, it is handy having a light.
And for people coming in, going out for the step, garden, or whatever, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Really quite sufficient spread to cope with the entrance to the garage, you know. I I still think two rows of pavers, stones in between is the best bet for the front, yeah. But there. So
you into the garage?
Well, the approach to the garage, yes. The
no,
drive.
Mike's got it in there.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Well, the you get a lot of weeds where the chippings are.
No, not if you put sodium chlorate down. Nothing will grow then.
The thing is,
if you what?
I'm just thinking, if, like, when anybody comes to stay, and you run the car, or somebody runs the car the other way.
The other side, yeah.
Well, then you're going across, you're not staying, you're not on the pavers, are you?
No, well, that doesn't really matter, then. In fact, there's only one fairly tight path you could follow to get the car in, into the side, if you think about it. You could also put a couple of pavers on there just to cope with the track of the wheels going in.
No, would that look a bit odd?
Not necessarily, no. Don't mean put down like pretty tram lines.
Like I've done in the garden there.
Railway lining. No. Actually, it's quite attractive, that, actually.
Well, it is,
again this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Well, I think some of the bricks could, when you decide
what stabilising it, maybe, yeah. And,
I'll get some of those bricks up and put the stone things down to stabilise it. As long as I can get walk along and get to all the plants there. What do you think about, Anna? I definitely think about moving those other pavers at the bottom.
Oh, lifting them, you mean, yeah.
Are.
Probably, shouldn't
it?
Oh, God.
That would make the, give it a better...
Yes,
I don't see any reason for that, to be quite honest. Why
well, there was at the time, obviously, because do remember that monstrous... creation of the erection, erection.
Well, there's still some of those stones underneath.
The foundation, exactly. I know,
We've got to move those before we grow anything.
The putting those.
I've put some of the bricks over one side, so that'll eliminate getting rid of one side of them.
No, I'm not with you.
Well, where I put my bricks, they're on top of some of those stones that are underneath.
I'm with you now. Fairly deep from them. It's a foot 8 inches down the bricks. I know I went quite a way down. I mean, honestly, you'd have thought they'd build it around the house there, wouldn't you? That's from the... I don't know, it's definitely the greenhouse. It's about a 9-inch thick solid concrete path in the centre, isn't it? How long's that? The greenhouse.
Talking about stones, we'll have to have a trip up to the...
All right.
That's it. You know when we went to see about the flagstones?
Oh, there, yes.
I've not seen any, there's not been any more in workmen in Haverford. It's a good idea, that, going up there.
Well, I've kept my eyes up, Mr. Day, when we're going through Haverford.
No
signs of work, mock you. It wasn't a brilliant day, was it, sir?
No, it wasn't. No, we just must have just missed them.
Yeah. Well, those were definitely new ones, ready for placing in of that pile of stone, are you?
So the old ones are taken back to that yard place?
Well, no.
What do they do?
No, straight to the tip.
Well, that's the place.
That's not the tip.
Well, we went.
Yeah, that's not the tip.
Well, which was the tip?
You've never been to the tip. No, you've not.
Oh.
It's Tears Crossway. Near the quarry. Well, the quarry area, anyway, on the same road.
Oh, so
you can brush it two ways from...
Merlin's Brick. They had a lot of stones.
No,
there,
no. That's just bits of other various trucks, lorries, and things. No.
Oh, I see.
No. The tip is where I went. The first time I went, I followed the route recommended by Peter. Which on the map looks quite, but it isn't, because it's winding, country road, single track in lots of directions.
And they just heave the bricks. They just heave them.
Apparently,
they don't
sell
them off.
No, apparently not. They just stick them to.
Oh, it'd serve our purpose very well then, because it's such an awful lot to do. We'd bring them right. Well, the two that are down there could come. Save you a lot of cementing, wouldn't it?
Oh, indeed it would. Yes. I'll probably go that mix of caning this year, even. I hope you give the mixer a caning this year.
I hope you do too. I'm not sure wondering what to do next.
Oh yes.
When you come to think of it though, it's, to me it makes sense to start at the top where we have done and work your way down.
In some ways it is sensible, yes, because you're carrying luck down.
Of course you are.
I mean, down we've done down here, we've put in mats down and Lord does what to. But the scenery roads, preferably the light switch, could do with replacing them.
Oh, I know the scenery roads, they're horrible, those old ones, aren't they?
Well, the lighting switch isn't so clever, are they?
No.
And before I put too much back, I want to have a floorboard up for cable run for the socket outlets on the wall. Inside your sewing area.
Yeah.
I think it would be best inside there rather than outside.
I think so. The only thing is
the vacuum cleaner.
I think it would be better on the wall outside, and because you could soon get a cable coming through the side of that cupboard.
I see what you mean, yes. Yes,
you?
I suppose you, yes.
And then
true.
I could use it for, because there is only one really at the moment.
Ah, well, if I did that, I could probably go through the wall and do a back-to-back arrangement. One in the front bedroom, suck it out in the front bedroom.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Where do you take the upstairs telephone from?
I may take it up in, they call the attic in the loft. The roof void. Up to there, take it across and then drop it into the front bedroom. So you could also put a junction box in there and drop it, another extension down to the other room.
Do you think we'll ever finish this place? I'm beginning to wonder.
There's rather a lot of work to do, but it'll be worth it in the end.